Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call it in if you want to talk about it. You know, there would be a really good glad situation in this country for millions of people if the government would do one of two things to help us. Double all our checks and benefits, or drop the prices to where they used to be in the 1950s. One of those would work, because then people would have a lot more funds to deal with. And, you know, you wouldn't have the high rent that you have now. Stop all that noise, please.
Yes, no problem. I'll put myself on mute for a bit. I didn't hear you.
And, you know, this government really owes millions of us a lot. And they really ought to do something. I would like to see the presidents, the people who want to be president, I should say, make a pledge, because they're wasting millions and millions of dollars on these horrible nursing homes. And if they would bring back prices to where they were in the 1950s, or double everybody's check, people would have a much easier time to stay out of the nursing home. Well, I said either or. How about both of them? Do them both. Bring the prices back as they were in the 1950s and double everybody's benefits so we can live our lives and have a lot more freedom and a lot less fighting with people and stress, you know, because people would be able to join Inner Sight, and it'd be easier to do fundraising because people would have more money to deal with, and it would be easier to get rid of these nursing homes. I mean, if the government wanted to make a gesture to do something about these nursing homes, those are the two things they can do. It would really help us a lot. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East, the key to rescue on the, Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net on the email. And if you go to their website, you could see all the beautiful Akitas. Let's see, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, Tom and Michelle, 631-286-0444, catering, breakfast, lunch, and delicious food. Shelby's Kitchen, where you'll find the presence of Milton, the guide dog, whom we honored back in May. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. My buddy Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty. And prayers for his wife, Doreen, battling cancer. I've got to get an update on that. I'll try to do that tomorrow and announce it on the air. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. I want to welcome all our new listeners. Thank you so much for listening. And And any questions, just send them over. Let's see, what else? Oh, nobody starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And just as a reminder, our friends at Silo are on a summer schedule, so you might want to check the, I know Friday they close at 1 o'clock for summer. You might want to check the schedule on their website. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Thank you so much for promoting the nursing home shows on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. And you can look that up on the Silo website. You can find it on your smartphone, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock Saturday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. They put it up on the World Wide Web on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, 11 Wednesday night. All right, Inner Sight. And let's see, we got a note here from my friend Devin, whom I haven't heard from for a while. I hope he's all right. I got to check in with him. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Learn how to defend yourself and stay in shape. Third Eye Insight. Yes, and this is Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. If you'd like to call in, 213-816-1650. Keep it clean, whatever you say. Now, you've got the candidates already at each other's throat. It's not even the election is more than a year off, and are beginning to criticize one another. But they're doing it in a very, very political way, see, because they don't know what's going to happen down the road, and they may need the person that they criticize. So, and also, you're innocent until proven guilty. So, it's an if and but kind of thing. I don't know. Kind of weird, but I'm sure that it will intensify as things progress and as the trial of Mr. Trump comes in, whatever legalities for President Biden's son is pending. That's another two major things here that undoubtedly will affect the presidential election. So we'll have to wait and see how people view the whole thing. All right, engineer, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, are there any calls?
No,
on the line.
Just you and I.
No calls. All right. So, Mad or Glad Monday, you know, whatever you're glad about or mad about, I gotta say I'm certainly glad for my guide dog. And, you know, even though she's getting up there in years, he's still pretty alert. I'll tell you something. A little health tip. If you want your dog, not only your guide dog, but any pet dog or whatever, to be healthier and live longer and have more energy, put a little apple cider vinegar in their food. Just a little, couple of splashes, you know, on your hand in the food. that really, really helps the digestion and the stomach. And if your dog ever has a sour stomach, you can give them a ginger capsule. Very good. So I've been doing this for my dog for quite a while now, and she has improved greatly. She used to have a lot of digestion problems. And, of course, I took her to the veterinarian, and they weren't much help. They didn't even know what was wrong with her. And they gave her some medicine for her arthritis, and it made her sick, made her worse. She vomited and all that. So I got the natural stuff for her, and she's doing much better. Much better.
We have a caller that called back in. Sorry.
Yeah, you might want to check that out. You know, the organic meds and come from the plants and all that. Especially if you have a guide dog. You know, you want that dog to be as alert as possible, healthy, strong. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
All right. Hello, caller. How are you?
1 second. Okay, ready.
Inner Sight. On the line. The Mad of Glad line. Hello?
Hello.
Can't hear you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
All right.
We'll get
you on
here.
If you can hear us, hang up and dial back. Maybe there's a bad connection. If you want to dial back, please call back. And the number 213-816-1650 on the Mad or Glad. And I want to thank my good friend Brandy in Boston. Now, Brandy, you'll be hearing her on the show pretty soon. She's multiply disabled. And she has told me that she wants to start an Inner Sight chapter in Boston. And she said that she'll be happy to be the head of the chapter. And I'm very happy about that. You know, we're gonna start hopefully in the fall. And one of the things I want to do is find out where we can get on television up there through the public access and go up to Boston and do an Inner Sight interview with Brandy. So we'll have that, and that could be played all over. And we'll put it up on wherever we can, you know, the YouTube and all that. And the main thing that she's interested in, and that millions of people are interested in, is raising money to keep people out of nursing homes.
There you go.
Now, Brandy is a prime candidate for nursing homes. She was in one, she got out, and she has no intention of going back. She's very young. She's only 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to working with her, getting the chapter started, bringing other people on board. And I hope that my dear, dear friend, Pidgey, who lives up far, I know she still lives in Boston, will join with us. It'd be wonderful. Well, that remains to, you know, have to see where she's at in her life and what's going on with her. But we do have some friends. Brandy has some friends. We have some friends. And we intend to branch out to the rest of the country. Now one of the big plus here is the fact that people on Wednesday night can tune in to the nursing home show on their phones and their computers and watch the show. That goes all over the world. So we have that. And we're going to use it. And coming up in October, a tentative date, October 20th, our news conference on the solution to nursing homes. I think that's the way I would like to have it build. The solution to nursing homes. You know, and then we'll hand out a copy of the petition and all that. We'll work it out. We'll get Ira Tucker's expertise on it. All right, in a sight. If you're out there, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. Mad or glad Monday, anything you're mad about or glad about. We'd like to have more glad than mad. That would be nice. You know, you never know. You never know what's going to happen next in this world. And that's so true. So let's see. In the news, you got all these. I heard that this guy, Musk, may be going for surgery.
Oh.
In his neck and his back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the condition is. I don't know why. But sounds like to me that he would benefit more from a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And from letting people open up his body. And I hope that someone who knows him, because I don't, would reach out to him and give him that advice, you know, and try to avoid any invasion of the body. Because once you do that, it's never the same. And you know why? I'm going to tell you why it's never the same. Because the body was not meant to be cut open. It was meant to heal from the inside out. But in this world, of course, that's not perfect. Because there's something missing that scientists don't know about. Only the Lord God knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So try to avoid any surgery. And there was a thing on the news several months back about how 95% of surgery is not necessary. And I think I heard that recently again from somebody, a doctor on the YouTube. So beware. You know, once these doctors tamper with your body, and especially if they cut it, you're never the same. And then the next thing is, they got to start giving you drugs. And the side effects are horrible. Some of them are even deadly. So, beware and try to avoid any trauma to the body. You know, surgery is a trauma to the body. It really is. All right, in a sight, let's see. Mad or glad Monday. Tomorrow night's open mic. Similar to the mad or glad, but you can pick whatever subject you want. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And that title's always the same. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We'll have to have a theme for that. And Thursday will be a subject. Friday, of course, is the funnies. You know. Now, I think it's a good time to see if we can get a report on the tweets. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on.
Sending out tweets?
Yeah, I have. But the only thing today, I only got a chance to do two. So it wasn't because I didn't want to. I just was.
Do one more when you get off the app. How are you doing with the tweets? What kind of response are we getting? Give us an idea.
It's a great year. It sounds like a great idea. We'll go over that tomorrow, I suppose.
No. I want to hear about it now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. My hearing is very off. I'm sorry, Frank.
Tell us how we're doing with the tweets.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. We're doing well, actually. It's not as high as the week before, but we definitely, it's doing well, I should say. Like, the one that I did had like 100-something on it. One of them. And the other one was normal. It had like less than 100 people, I guess, passing it along and stuff.
So how many would you estimate you've done in the last month? How many have you done?
If it's counting the whole
average
month?
Of
oh, God.
Three
yeah,
a day?
I did a lot. I didn't even count.
So that's
honest.
Like 90 tweets?
At least, yeah.
All right. So how many people would you estimate have responded to the
tweet opening it, okay,
the last couple of months?
And then closing it again. That's
what?
What's happening.
I can't hear you.
They're opening the tweet and closing it again. That's what they're doing mostly.
I didn't ask you that. Do you have any idea how many people in the last month, let's say, that you've been doing the tweets, have responded? Give us a ballpark, anything.
I'd say like anywhere between, it's like 1,000, I would say, between all of the times I tweeted, and some were really good.
Well, that's a pretty good beginning, 1,000.
Right, it is.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Well, Twitter is now X, so we're no more calling them tweets. I don't know what they're going to call them next, but I know it's X as an X-ray. Or xylophone.
Well, I don't know, but
yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah, well.
We'll check back from time to time. Well, I would say that's a glad.
Yeah, it's a great glad.
Morning, noon, and night.
Yeah, that's what I try. But I was in the morning, I was very going to these doctors for my teeth. My teeth are very bad. One dentist really messed me up, so my teeth are so bad.
Well,
so I got to go for an extraction.
All right,
I'm
in
sorry.
The sight.
Go ahead.
Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, if you want to dial in, talk about you're mad or you're glad, and, you know, I'm very, very disturbed. This would be bad for me, and I'm sure for many, many others. I'm very, very concerned and disturbed about people over the summer. Now the guide dog schools get a lot of people, young people mostly, over the summer who are supposed to get a guide dog, you know, because a lot of them are in school and they've got the summer off. And it's a good time for them to come to the school and train. Now, the mad here for me is how many of those people have been denied a dog? Now, you don't get any statistics on that. There's no law no regulation that says that they must inform people as to how many people they have denied.
Mm-hmm.
And how much money have they raised? That's the other thing. And what happens to the money if the person doesn't get their dog? Now, a friend of mine who worked for social service a while back caught them in a lie when they said that we custom train the dog. And when he asked the question, well, what do you do with the money if the dog that you've custom trained for this person doesn't get their dog? What happens then? And they replied, well, we give the dog to somebody else. And his response was, well, how can you give the dog to someone else if you've custom trained it for the first person? You know, and they obviously just stood there with their pants down or whatever.
That's right.
So you see, there's all kinds of trickery here. There's all kinds of things with these schools that need to be regulated. There's all kinds of reasons why they should be licensed. And that's one of them. You know, I've witnessed people being denied a guide dog, and it can get very, very emotional. You know, one girl, when I was at Guiding Eyes years ago, sweet girl, blind girl, couldn't handle the curriculum or the training, or, you know, couldn't. I think it was a they didn't like the way she gave a leash correction. You know? And she was absolutely devastated. And they told her that she wasn't going home with her dog.
Oh, jeez.
You know, there was no law to protect her. No lawyer, no license, no appeal. You know, and here she trained with the dog for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it was. I felt so bad for her.
I would too.
But there was nothing any of us could do. You know, if you wanted to. And, so that kind of thing needs to definitely be regulated. And that's why you should sign a petition on the service dog, on the change.org service dog petition. And we get enough names, maybe one of the legislators will wake up and do something about it. Well, that's a definite man. All the people that have been denied, people that are hoping to go back to school with a guide dog, with their freedom, that don't have it. Who protects those people? Nobody. I mean, you call in a site, we'd be free to make an issue of it. But there's no law. We'll do our best for you. If you're one of those people that have been refused over the summer, or, you know, been on a waiting list for months and months and months, maybe a year, and never heard anything. So, that's a mad inner sight. All right, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Hope you're having a good summer. look out for the tornadoes. These were the people that had their mind. They say now today was supposed to be thunderstorm. I haven't heard one rumble of thunder yet.
Me neither.
I'm in Long Island, New York. It rained this morning, but it wasn't a thunderstorm. No thunder. You know, I think the weather people, especially lately, like to push panic buttons. You know, and that they got this guy, I think he gave us a free ad some time ago. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm not going to criticize him, but there's a guy who charges $10 a year. Not a lot of money. If you want to get a free severe weather alert, $10 a year. You know, they probably send it over your phone or whatever.
Yeah, they do.
But I don't think that stuff is accurate. I've always said it, and I believe it. The animals know the weather a lot better than the people.
Oh yeah.
No doubt. So look out for that. I mean, you can, you know, check it. Yeah, you can listen to it. I mean, you know, nothing wrong with that, but take it with a grain of salt. All right, Inner Sight. Anybody like to be on the show, give us a call. 631-224-3090 or send us an email. Inner Sight 1620@gmail.com. tell us what you're into and what you want to talk about. And make sure you provide a phone number. Because yours truly doesn't go online. I'm not an online man. All right. Inner Sight. Is here, Mad or Glad Monday, and whatever you're mad about. Anybody on the line?
Just us.
Yeah. So now, what's going to happen? You know, I mean, we're going to have the election is November.
Yes.
August, September, October, about 14 months away, right? You know, I strongly suspect that it's going to be the same old stuff, that nothing is going to really change, and especially for the better. You know, so who are you going to vote for? It becomes the question, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got corruption here. You got people on trial. You got another guy. I don't know if he's still overweight, but he's a health hazard to everybody. I mean, yeah, he's going to walk around. How's he going to be an example of health? Overweight.
No, yeah.
Like that.
He's very overweight.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's not setting a good example as the President of the United States. You know, it's got nothing to do with prejudice. It's got to do with health.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you got that guy, Mr. Trump's in all kinds of trouble. Mr. Biden, I don't think it's doing that great. And then you don't hear much about being held in reserve, I believe, is Mr. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only one that I would say that might be approachable on some of the inner sight ideas. I say might be, because remember, he comes from a very, very wealthy family. So, who knows down the line, you know. And then, of course, who knows is going to be nominated. They gotta be nominated to run. So that's going to be another big fight.
Yeah.
I guess the Republican convention will be the, whenever that is, that's probably next year sometime. So, you know, you got all these things happening. And, so many changes that need to take place. And the big question is, are these candidates going to address these changes? Are they going to do something about it? That's the thing. Because usually, you know, politicians just stay with the status quo. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to do anything different. They don't want to make changes. They're so afraid of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I like I said before, this organization is not going to endorse anybody who doesn't stand up with us and prove that they want to change the system for the better.
That's true.
You know, and we mean we have, of course, several different ideas that we're working on. And of course, the biggest one would be these horrible nursing homes. I mean, a politician would have to be willing to get up and make a statement and back us up and help us and say, hey, you know, we don't need these nursing homes. We need accessible housing. We don't need people in this country who work. Now, they talk about job, they talk about work. How about all the people who work in this country? Here's another statistic you won't find. All the people who worked in this country who now are living in fear of going into a nursing home. Google that one.
Yeah, and we don't find anything.
You won't get it. You won't get a figure. You won't get anything on that.
No.
They don't want you to know.
Yeah.
But it's true. They push this idea, work, jobs, and all that. You know, but then you work a job, and then you are in danger of losing your pension. Social Security, whatever, because of a damn nursing home. That should be removed. That should be part of the reward that people get. You worked in this country. You paid your taxes. You're still paying taxes. You have a right to remain in your own home in safety. And we're going to see that you... The government should look upon that as a reward for every individual. Mm-hmm. Not much to ask for, believe me.
No, it isn't.
And it would help. It would help this government to save money. So let's see which candidate is going to step up and propose that and stand behind it and support our news conference.
Oh, yeah.
October. We'll find out one way or another.
That's right.
We're going to find out eventually. All right, in a sight. Man of Glad Monday at 213-816-1650. We're live around the world. Now, what was that figure you had before we went on the air? You mentioned the figure.
Yeah, I said it to hear it. Hold on.
What was it?
Okay. Let me read it. 121,587. 121,000. Sorry.
Go ahead. Read it.
Okay. 121,587. Very good.
We're almost to 122,000. More
it
than
turned
halfway.
Turned out to be the nursing home show that brought us up there.
What about the nursing home show?
That was the show that brought us up.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Miami.
I think
neither.
Every show brings us. But the nursing home.
The one that said system is
show
broken.
Is certainly very popular.
Very. That's the second time I did it.
Because people like the solution. And what are you doing blabbing so much? You're supposed to be the engineer. There you go again.
I'm just giving you the amount, that's all. I'm getting back off air.
All right. Inner sight and you know we don't have a motive, a financial motive for doing anything. See, that's the difference between us and every other agency and organization that takes money from the government. You know, they cannot do what we do. They would not be allowed. They would be cut off. You know, they would be stopped. And probably lose their non-profit status. I wouldn't be surprised. That would happen. So, a big reason why, and I said this to somebody the other day, and she agreed with me, and this is someone who works for the independent living. And I said to her, I said, the independent living centers are beautiful, and I love them. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have enough power, you know, and they cannot keep somebody out of a nursing home. And she agreed with me. And this is a woman whose job it is to get people out. Part of her job. You know? I said to her, well, does your organization or division have any money to keep people out of a nursing home? She said, no. We can only help them if they're in. We cannot, we're very, very limited to keeping people out. Now, that's the key right there. Now, the big question is, who the hell orchestrated that? I don't think the independent living centers set that up that way. I wasn't there when it was set up. But I bet you any money, it was the state that set that up in that way. You know, where they said, well, no, you can only use this money for A, B, and C. You cannot use it to fundraise to keep a person out of a nursing home or what have you. I can't see the independent living having set that up. It's got to come from the state. Well, that's what's happening. That's why we're in this dilemma. because the organization that is supposed to help us cannot make a move in that direction. And it's really, I mean, it should be a crime.
Oh, yeah.
Something like
that. I agree with that.
But that money's supposed to be there to help the disabled. So this is what we're dealing with, you know, and you got to go, it's the old expression, even though the barn door is open, you got to go around the side and the back to try to get in. What it's like. So Inner Sight has struck a vein here because no one has ever done this before. No one has ever come along and said, hey, we don't need these nursing homes. Let's turn them into accessible housing. Look at all the money it would save the taxpayers. No one has ever done that before.
No.
Now, I've been to demonstrations with ADAPT and all that and Silo and all that. I never heard one word to that effect of, you know, turn them into accessible housing. So it's a brand new idea. Everybody I talk to loves it. They think it's a great idea. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
There's a great need for accessible housing, especially here in Suffolk County, Long Island. So we're in the right place with this news conference coming up. You know. And we intend to stick with this until the job is done. Stop interrupting me.
Sorry.
If I could get rid of you, I would. We'll stick with this until every nursing home is turned into an accessible house, building, apartment, for somebody who needs it. So join within the site, sign the petition, go in change.org, read the two petitions. We don't want you to just sign something without having knowledge of it. Very important that you know about it. How are we going to do it? Read it. It's right there in the petition. How do we propose all this happen? You know, the final responsibility falls on the Congress of the United States of America. And let's see if they're going to give us our freedom and take away this horrible plague of nursing homes. The nursing home is like a plague. It really is. It's a good subtitle for Wednesday. It is like a plague. It's horrible. You go in there, you got to suffer, you get horrible food. You get sores on your body, you get infections. You know, and then you're open to surgical procedures and all that. It's horrible. Spoke to one woman just last night. Blind woman in a nursing home down south. She's 5 feet tall, and she weighs 230 pounds. That's health. They don't give a damn about her. And probably most of that is coming from the stupid-ass medicine they're giving her.
Yeah, she struggles with regular medicine. Is that like a...
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to ask her. Question from the studio. What kind of drug is the woman on? I don't know. I'll have to check and see. And, you know, and keep in mind, this woman's blind. She can't see what the hell they're doing. She can't, you know, she can't even read the damn chart that they have on her, I'll bet you. So, take away this horrible plague. We don't want it. We don't need it. We didn't ask for it. And we're not going to tolerate it. Hell no. We're going to fight with everything we have to get rid of it. Inner sight. All right, let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic. No, don't forget Friday. We'll have some fun over here with the frolic. 851 New York. Got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. If you want to dial in. And, you know, we'd like to hear from everyone that we've heard from, and I hope we get a lot more calls from people who want to talk about these nursing homes. But so far, everyone that we've heard from is in agreement that these nursing homes are no good, much better to have accessible housing. So it's, so far, it's unanimous. And if anyone has a different idea, we'd like to hear it. You know, we'll listen. But, the big but, we're not giving up our quest for accessible housing and turn these nursing homes into them. No way, man. It's an investment. It's an investment in the future of this country. It's an investment that's deserved by all the people who paid taxes all these years and worked. They deserve to remain safely in their own home and be protected, just like the police would protect them in their own home. So the state should protect them in their own home. That's how it should be. Nobody should have the right to come in your home unless they have a warrant and you're a criminal and take you out and put you into a horrible, plague-ridden place and take your money and everything else. But cops should protect people from that. In fact, that's a good thing to be written into that law. Police protection. So we'll have to keep that in mind. When we write this, when this new law gets written, it's going to be a lot different than when the independent living centers were created and not given the power to keep people out of nursing homes. This is going to be a complete turnaround. The independent living centers will have the power to keep people out of nursing homes. They'll have the ability to raise the money to do that. And they'll have the support of public service announcements. And, of course, inner sight. And every organization will be much more respected and sought after than it is now. Believe me. Disabled people will then approve of the agencies that will be keeping them out of nursing homes. Not too many people will praise them right now, I'll tell you that. How could you? They're going to allow you to go into a damn nursing home. So Inner Sight is on it. We're going to do it. We're going to memorialize it. We're going to write it in stone. We're going to write it in the heavens. It's going to be the law of the land that there are no more horrible, horrible nursing homes where people have to suffer and deteriorate. Join with us. Sign the petition. If you're able to, make a donation to promote the petition. Get more names that way. All right, I want to thank all our friends. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. I want to thank all who helped with the day for Milton once again. And just get us those names on that petition. We got to show power. That's what we need. The power to make a change so that people don't have to live in fear of these nursing homes. It's going to happen. It's only the beginning, what we're seeing now. So join with Inner Sight. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, open mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. Don't forget Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, the solution to the nursing homes. And the other show is Nursing Home Horrors. So you got two different programs. They both contain the solution, by the way. And check them out, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in the city, RCN 84 in the city, Verizon File 35 in New York City, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel in on your device or on your laptop, Channel 3. 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Make a note of it. And watch it and turn a horrible mad into a glad. Make every nursing home accessible housing. That would be a day to be alive. I just hope the Lord lets me see it. All right. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner. Thank engineer and everybody. Inner Sight.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody.